This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 109. We're continuing our Underworld franchise movie reviews. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
And now in this episode, we're going to tackle the fourth movie in the installment called The Awaken from 2012. And Nate, how long has it been since you've seen that?
2012. Mm. That's the last time I saw it. 9 years ago, when I was just in my mid-20s. Just a young buck out here watching some Kate Beckinsale movies. And now I watched it again. Just now.
Yeah, for myself, I did not see this movie since the Blu-ray came out. Again, I had never seen none of the Underworlds at all in the theater. So, like, for me, I haven't seen it in a long time ago, to be honest with you. But there got to be a reason why, right? So, for those of you that are new to the channel or you listening to us on the podcast, the Action Movie Guys podcast, we have a way that we structure these podcasts and the way you guys watch it at home on YouTube. So, we're going to go through the box office numbers, Rotten Tomato scores, right into some movie reviews. With that said, let's get right into some box office numbers for the 2012 Awaken from Underworld. So this is the fourth movie. So with that said, the domestic is $62 million, international $97 million on a worldwide total of $160 million on a budget of $70 million on an opening night of $25 million.
This one's the highest grossing Underworld movie.
Yeah.
Part four, 160. Worldwide, that is the highest of the five. I know we haven't gotten to the fifth one yet. But I'm just letting you guys know now, this one grossed the most out of all of them. Now, it did have a couple of advantages that the first three didn't have. One, it was in 3D, which at the time, you know, 2012, people still went to 3D movies. And of course, there is a surcharge, so tickets were more expensive. Hmm. So it did have the advantage of 3D, and I believe it came out in IMAX as well. The other ones were all just like regular theaters up to that point.
Right.
So maybe that helped. You know, and the fact that it made more internationally makes me think probably the 3D helped, because they're huge. 3D is huge overseas more than it was here in the U.S. So.
Yeah, I mean, look, we tackled the box office numbers. Now let's get to the actual critics and the audience scores on the Rotten Tomatoes. What did they give it?
Well, you guys know how this goes with these Underworld movies. This one continues the trend where the critics don't like it and the audience score is much higher. So critic score for Underworld Awakening is 26%.
Ooh.
Low, just like the other ones. No, they're all low. And the audience score is fresh at a 62%. So not super high, but also almost 40% higher than the critic score. The 62, I guess it's decent. More than half the people liked it, but critics did not like it.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of figured, right? The trajectory was just continuing going with the critics and the audience. But with that said, let's throw that all away in the garbage. We're going to give you guys our reviews of these movies. Now, today, I saw this today before we went live. Nate saw this throughout the weekend. So with that said, we're going to start it off with, again, the lead character, Kate Beckinsale as Celine. Nate?
Listen, I already think that she was a fairly weak character. If you guys remember the first two reviews, I gave her a 3 both times. She's actually worse in this movie. She is worse than she was as a character in Underworld or Underworld Evolution. That's the second one. Look, I got a lot of problems with this movie and I can't wait to talk about them. She's one of them. She's clearly back because, you know, she wasn't in part three. They probably threw quite a bit of money at her. This one had one of the higher budgets of the whole series as well. And I'm betting she got a nice paycheck. You know, Scott Speedman, thank God, made the smart decision to not be back in this one. So they had some terrible looking weird guy who it looked like they tried to morph his face into Scott Speedman and it wasn't him. As Michael, he's like, nope, I'm out. Not that he's so famous, because what the heck was he doing anyway? But anyway, she's nothing to do. The most they try to give her is that she now has a daughter who she didn't know she had. And they try to make that, like, you know, mother-daughter thing. But it doesn't really work. All the backstory that she had in those first two movies, none of it's touched on except for that little beginning 5 minutes where they give you like the previously on Underworld, that little part. You know what I mean? Besides that, there's nothing here that's very relevant. She barely, like, she has no charisma or personality in this movie. She's just boring. I gave her a 2. She's good in the action scenes, so I'm not going to give her a 1 because she looks the part. She looks really good. and she looks good in the action scenes. She does. But other than that, I don't like her too.
You know, this is crazy, right? Like, I literally did not like her in this movie. Like, I literally sat there and I looked at my wife and I was like, yo, she has not spoken in 30 minutes into this movie. Now, you guys are going to say, oh, that's exaggerating. She did talk a little bit, but I again, she said like three lines in the beginning of the movie. She said, hey, Michael, watch out. And then all of a sudden, she's just quiet, walking, looking hot, yep, like she always did. So I was like, all right, it is what it is. I didn't like her. Now it's weird because this, I actually enjoyed this movie when I watched it. I remember a long time ago, I enjoyed this movie. I was like, oh, this is actually a pretty cool movie. Rewatching it now, I'm like, she stinks. Like, yeah, literally, her character's not good. And especially for a fourth movie, where granted, the third movie was a prequel. She was not in it. But still, for a third movie out of the four, the characters is supposed to be more developed. Yeah, you gave her a daughter and all this bologna sandwich, but it wasn't good. I did not like her at all. I'm going to be honest with you. I hate characters that do not speak. I understand Rambo. That's a different story. But this one is, I mean, geez, you're right. This, first of all, maybe you could quote me if I'm wrong, dude. Didn't this movie start it off like Resident Evil?
Yes. It had the previously on. That's mm-hmm. a Resident Evil thing.
Yeah.
The last time. And it shows you all what happened in the last bunch of movies. And I hate that.
Yeah, I agree. Look, it started off with the whole Resident Evil thing. But look, with that said, I gave her a 2. I did not enjoy Kate Beckinsale in this. I enjoyed Kate Beckinsale looking at her, but I did not like her as Celine in this film. All right, with that said, the main villain, Dr. Man, Jacob Lane.
When you start off main villain and the first word you say is doctor, that's automatically you're working from behind on that one.
Yeah.
Listen, this guy's a terrible villain. Stephen Ray is the actor. He sucks. He sucks so bad. He's not in. Okay. He's in the early part when she wakes up from her slumber or whatever, you know, when she's all frozen and he works at the Antigen. What a dumb name for a place. And he works there and he's like a doctor who's working on stuff. There's more that goes to storyline, but anyway, he's whack. He's old, you know, he's secretly a Lycan. There's nothing happens before, like in the first 50 minutes to make you think that, you know what I mean? So it just kind of comes out of nowhere. Oh, he's a Lycan. Okay, fine. But he's an old man. He's just an old man. His human form is not cool. You remember in the first movie, Lucien, he was freaking awesome when he was a man.
Yeah.
The big black guy. He was cool. He was huge. Even that doctor, the doctor in the first movie who was all creepy and like working on all the potions and all, he was better. Literally every single other, even Craven was better than this guy. He's the worst villain to date that we've had, especially coming off of three strong villains. Me and you have talked about the first three movies. All of them had really good villains. You could make arguments on a lot of things in the Underworld franchise. Up to this point, one thing you can argue is the villains were awesome. And this, they really laid an egg. And again, they made the villain. This is the first time where the main villain is truly just a Lycan, right? Because they've been the vampires pretty much every time. So I will give them credit for at least attempting something different. That's all I give him credit for. He's a one. I absolutely hated him. A one, no good, no bueno. He gets killed by a 12-year-old. So, no, I don't like him.
All right. You said everything I was pretty much going to say. I didn't like him at all. I thought he was horrible. He did not. I still think the best villain in this entire franchise is Victor. And I'm like, yeah, so far, Victor, there's no one that came close to Victor in terms of menacing and his demeanor, I guess you want to call, like
he cast too large of a shadow.
Yeah,
this other guy.
Yeah, even if it was even Marcus, right? Marcus was really good too. So, but he wasn't the level of Victor. Yeah, this guy sucked. He was a Lycan that sucked. I was like, how does this guy? I don't even want to talk about it, but honestly, I gave him a one. I thought he sucked.
Even his wolf form was like lamer than all the other wolf forms in the whole series.
Yeah, that's true. First of all, the whole movie was just CGI, which we're going to talk about. But yeah, it made him look stupider. Even when he's in the actual, like when he's fighting the girl and they shotgun his face and it was the bleeding, I was like, wow, that looks better than whatever they did. That was the best version of that character. Because other than that, the CGI was not good on his character. I gave him a one. Let's get to the action sequence.
Okay, so if there's one thing that this movie does semi well, yeah, I'll say it's the action scenes. I won't come out and just say just because the movie's bad, which it is, and really we have to get to like the other parts. But the action's not the problem with Underworld Awakening. There is CGI. When the wolves are running in the street chasing them in the van, it looks terrible. Now that is a product of the budget and also the technology at the time, maybe. Sure, but this also came out the same year as The Avengers. So, you know, now that had a way bigger budget, but still, it's not like technology couldn't produce great effects at this point. So that looked bad, but the choreography is pretty good. The fight choreography is pretty good. I do like the diversity of action scenes. There is a lot of guns, but at least they did a few different things with Celine as far as her movements. I like, you know, it wasn't just jumping. She's sliding, jumping, using, you know, doing a lot of different cool stuff. I did like there's one scene where she like uses this thing and bounces off and jumps into like a vent. And mm-hmm. I was like, that was pretty neat. So there's neat moments and there's some cool stuff with the action. Some of the bad CGI hurts it. And also the fact that this was shot in 3D. So you have all these dumb parts where it's like trying to be 3D, but you're watching it in 2D now at your home. Yeah. Like when she throws a little grenade stick at the screen, and when there's like the dust is supposed to be a 3D effect and it just looks kind of weird. I did like those grenades too, by the way. Those silver grenades that make like was cool.
The silver nitrate.
Yeah, that was neat. So for a movie that's as trash as this one, at least the action's okay. Not amazing. I gave it a 3. And it's also gory, which I liked. It's bloody. So this one is 2 was also very bloody, and this one is very, like, it's pretty gory. So I enjoyed that, but I gave it a 3.
Yeah, look, in terms of the action, I mean, I'm not going to stay too long on this part, but I enjoyed it for what it was. I thought it was pretty good. It wasn't better than 2. I thought 2 had the better action sequences to me. Mm-hmm. But you had a lot more, I guess, in this one, short burst action, I guess you want to call them. It worked for what they had, I guess. But Celine was cool. I love when she did the super speed slicing people's necks with the scalpel. I thought that was pretty cool.
That was cool.
Yeah, in the hallway. I loved how they used her vampire speed in this one. She was super strong. She broke people's arms. She was dangling people through windows. So that's the stuff that I wanted in the second movie. But they gave it to me in this fourth movie, which I was like, okay, I like that. Her versus the Lykings, I did not like much because, I don't know, maybe to me, but maybe to you also, but on my TV, when she was fighting the Lykings, it looked like she wasn't even pointing to them. It looked like she was pointing to the side and they just CGI'd the Lyking. I don't know if you've seen it. Probably. When she was shooting. Like, it would look like it was off, the way they were angling the angles, but I didn't like it. I was like, dad, this is pretty bad. And this is why I always said prosthetic, like, even if you would have had someone in the suit, would have looked better than having a CGI character, but they were trying to save money. I gave the action a 4. I kind of enjoyed when everyone turned into it and they started attacking each other. So with that, that was like, to me, the highlight was the action scenes. But let's get right into the storyline.
How about David's CGI whip? That was also terrible. When he had the whip and it was purely CGI and he was whipping them, it looked so bad. Okay, storyline, listen. So this is where this movie goes into, I honestly say, full on just dumpster fire of a plot. This, is it just me or are there so many moments where this feels like a direct to DVD sequel of Underworld? It feels nothing like the first 3 movies. It doesn't even seem like it came from the same world other than Kate Beckinsale is in it, because no one else returned, right, from that series. It's just her and she sucks and she looks bored and the CGI is not great. The way it's shot is not great. I'll give it 1 credit. I mean, I guess it goes in overall, but whatever. I like that at least there's a color palette in this movie. It's not all blue.
No, you can see the skin.
Yeah. This one has color. So you could tell the difference now. Put one of the other ones back in. You'll see that it's totally blue. This one has some color. Thank you, I guess. Look, the super lichen made me just want to fall out of my chair. So what a dumb idea. I hated the fact that this movie went from this franchise that had all this lore, you know, as goofy as the premise is, it took itself seriously. And this one didn't feel like it did. And it had all this lore and this history of werewolves and they just crapped on it and said, nope, now humans know. And now humans can just kill all of them. These super powered werewolves who can eat people, no problem. These super mega vampires who can jump around and fly around and are immortal. And no, humans can just kill them, no problem. And, you know, it turns out it's actually lichens that are working for they're disguised as humans and all this garbage. I hated it. I hated every second. Anytime there wasn't action, I was bored and my brain just turned off because I'm like, this is horrible. I hated the other little coven that they try to act like that these people. And then my man Tywin Lannister is in there and he's a good actor, but he's no Bill Nye. You could tell he was trying to be like that kind of character, and he's not. I don't like the other new guy either, the guy from Divergent. The actor's Theo James. I don't like him. David is the character, I believe.
Yeah.
I hate that she could just resurrect him by sticking her hand in his stomach and squeezing his heart and her blood just act. There's so many stupid decisions. I hate the girl. I hate the daughter. I hate the way she looks. If you thought Michael looked stupid, the covered in oil werewolf, look at this thing. She's a monstrosity. She's totally ugly. I hate her. A one. I gave it a one. There's nothing I liked about it. Zero elements of the story.
Yeah. Look, you said everything. I didn't hate the daughter. I enjoyed the daughter. I thought she looked better than Michael. She was blue instead of that black. I mean, pitch black. I mean, that was worse. But yeah. I kind of liked her. I thought she looked very creepy when she turned into the vampire slash liking. That was the only highlight. Everything else, I felt like I was watching a Resident Evil movie. I'm going to be really honest with you. Once it started it off, they captured her. They put her in a capsule. They gave birth. You know, she gave birth. And I was like, this is so Resident Evil apocalypse. Like, she's in the, remember how she comes out of the tube and she walks out and Raccoon City is all destroyed? Like, I felt like it was the same type of movie that we were watching. The storyline sucked. I thought this was weird how she was working with a detective. I was like, this is so weird.
Him. Yeah, yeah, what good. Is he doing here?
Yeah. And I didn't, and you know, one thing, and I totally agree with you, man. I enjoy storylines like this, but what I don't like is when they do this whole 360 going, now the world has the virus of vampires and like, and then they shooting the crap out of these people and they're throwing them into the, and I was like, wait a minute, yeah. Like, you mean to tell me she got capsuled for like 10 years and all of a sudden now there's tons of vampires and lichens running around and getting captured and what is it, the UV bullets, and now they got silver nitrate bombs, and I was like, to me it became so far-fetched that I started to dislike the movie the more I was watching. I don't know if it made sense what I'm saying.
You're telling me that the werewolves took centuries of time to develop the UV bullets, and that the vampires used all this time to develop these special silver bullets, and that the humans were also able to do it in about 6 months from finding out that the, you know, give me a break. And the vampires and werewolves been alive for like hundreds of years, 1,000 years. You're right. It's stupid.
No, it's horrible. I gave it a one. I totally gave it a one. I couldn't. This had to be one of the worst movies I think I've seen so far this week, to be honest.
It's bad. Yeah. It's the worst one we've seen for this series by far.
And you said it the best. This is such a straight-to-DVD movie that I'm very surprised that they put it out in the theater, because when I saw this, I was like, man, I could have picked this up on a Rite Aid bucket, like the bin, like a Rite Aid $5 bin. But look, with that said, I gave it a one, you gave it a one, your overall.
I hated this movie. And now I remembered why, one, I never owned it on Blu-ray, okay? And two, why I never watched it again since the theater. I dislike it. I think it is a bad film. You know what? If there's people out there who enjoy it, that's cool. I think it is a bad film. I think the writing is bad. I think the characters are bad. I think it looks very, it's besides the action having some, these directors, it's two guys and they just go by like one name each. They're like foreign guys. I think they do some okay things with the camera here and there, but overall it looks like a TV, it's shot like a TV show. You know what I mean? It's kind of flat. It's not very it's not very exciting. The lighting is very flat. It looks like a TV show, like an expensive TV show. I'm surprised, you know, the Resident Evil thing is fair because at this point in 2012, I mean, both franchises had been around, but I think Underworld might have been, I mean, Resident Evil might have been a little bit ahead as far as like entries or like maybe money, whatever. I'm surprised they didn't just cross them over. Because at this point, you have the Resident Evil world where most of the people are wiped out. You could just said that was America. And then you have these guys over here because, you know, they're in like Romania, but they never say where they are because this is the fourth movie and they still have never said where they are. They're in Europe. Let's say she escapes to America. And when she goes over there, all the people are gone. except Alice, and they could have teamed up, and they could have had a vampire warrior and a mutant lady fighting against the zombies. And that's you'd write, you print checks, because both of these franchises are very successful. Why didn't they do that? I don't know. Now it's too late. I don't want to see it anymore. They could have done it in 2012. It would have worked. Beckinsale and Jovovich were in their prime. They could have done it. Anyway, I give it a 2. The only reason I'm not going to give it a 1 is because as trash as the storyline is, the action is it's enjoyable enough. And I'm thankful that it wasn't all blue, but it's like barely, it's like the softest 2 I've ever given. The softest 2. Barely. Just barely a 2.
Yeah, look, I give it to you. I gave it a 2 also. I'm going to be really honest with you. I did not enjoy the story, but I enjoyed certain aspects. Like, I enjoyed the daughter. The only thing I didn't like is the whole that she could see through the mom, and the mom could see through her eyes, and
yeah,
the father could see through that. And I was like, oh, this is so dumb, but it is what it is. I was like, okay. But I didn't like none of that. I didn't like the whole Resident Evil feel to this story. This did not feel like an Underworld movie in general when you watch it. The first 2 movies did. It had to capture that. And I guess it's because maybe Lenz Wiseman didn't direct. Because didn't he direct the first 2 or 3 movies?
He directed the first 2, but apparently he was one of the writers of this one. Yeah. So what the hell was he doing? He must have been in a fight with Kate Beckinsale, and he was like, I'm going to screw you over. I'm going to write a terrible movie.
Yeah, look, other than that, to be honest, overall, a hard 2. I didn't like this movie. And you're right, this did not feel like a cinematic movie. It felt more like a Netflix original, if you know what I mean by that. It did feel like a Netflix original than to like a cinema movie that you see on the theater. So anyway, with that said, what is your total points of this movie?
And by the way, is it just me, or does this movie, it doesn't end, it just stops?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not an ending. Like, the movie doesn't have an ending. It just stops continuing. I hate movies like this. It's like, can you just wrap up your story? They're trying to be like, I get the whole sequel thing. Like, oh, we're probably going to make another one. But the movie doesn't really end. It just like, they fight, and then you're like, Michael's out there. We're going to go find him. And it's going to be, and then it just stops. And then the credits come on. And I absolutely hate that. Yeah. My total score is a massive and strong 9 out of 25. It's bad. I don't like this movie.
Look, for me, I gave it a hard 10. Out of a 25. And the only reason is because I enjoy the action.
The action a little bit more. That's it.
Other than that, everything else is just whack. To be honest with you.
It is. It's doo-doo, as you like to say.
Yeah, it's very doo-doo. You know what to do.
All right. So that, mercifully, wraps up our review of Underworld Awakening. Yes, next. Coming up, we're continuing on Arnold Month, and we have The Last Stand, which I'm looking forward to talking about. And then next week, we wrap up. The last week of November, we are wrapping up Underworld with Underworld Blood Wars. I guess part of me wants to say you can only go up from here, but then again, you never know. So I guess we'll find out next week. So that's what we got coming up.
I never seen it, so I can't help you with that. I can't throw in a sarcastic joke.
I've seen it, and I'm being 100% honest with you. I don't remember what happens, so we'll see how this goes. It'll be like a first-time watch.
All right, with that said, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews, or check out the podcast with his friends called NateFlixMooReviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, you can follow us on YouTube, so you can head over on youtube.com/Levels of Geeks. We have videos of our podcast up. We have so far episode 1 all the way up to 64, I believe, which is Judge Dredd. I'm going to work on more, have those out for you as soon as possible. But other than that, if you want to follow us on Levels of Geeks, you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/Levels of Geeks. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.